And we've been hearing from Wisconsin delegates to the Democratic National Convention all this week. But what's on the minds of Wisconsin Republicans as the event rolls on?
Glenn Grothman is a Republican congressman for the 6th Congressional District here in Wisconsin. Representative Grothman, welcome back to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, I'm always glad to talk to the erudite listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio, so I look forward to them.
They are indeed erudite. Now, what messages, what themes have stood out to you so far at this Democratic convention, Representative Grothman?
Well, first of all, I felt a little bit sorry for Joe Biden, and I disagree with Joe Biden on so many things. His family making money off his vice presidency, but his kind of his big spending, the inflation, ignoring the border. But still, I think a lot of Democrats agreed with his policies, and I felt sorry for him that they pushed him back to 11:30 Eastern Standard Time to give a speech on Monday night. I know he wasn't the most popular president, but I would have expected a little more gratitude or a little bit more thanks than pushing him off that far. I think a lot of the speakers talked about how we got to find some energy and how we have to make things better. And they talked about how difficult it is for families to put food on the table, how difficult it is to pay for the housing. And they're ignoring the fact that that is the result of the Harris-Biden policies of the last 4 years. You know, we pass a budget or appropriation bills every year. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, right when they took office, passed three bills that are $1 trillion or more, one a little bit under $1 trillion bills, that are causing this inflation. And they act like, you know, it's something they inherited from Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump didn't pass these three bills. They passed the three bills. So I think it's maybe a little bit humorous as they talk about the problems people have in America as if the last 4 years didn't exist.
Representative Grothman, I wanted to, we don't have a ton of time. I want to get your thoughts on Wisconsin's role in this presidential election. Of course, your party, the convention in Milwaukee here in the state, we're racking up frequent flyer miles for the candidates from both campaigns in the state. Talk a little bit about Wisconsin, usually a tight state in the presidential race.
Well, I think we want to make it an issue or in a campaign. You know, we want to talk about the border. We want to talk about the inflation. We want to talk about support for law enforcement rather than electing politicians that run down law enforcement and say they're racist. And I think if we go down this path, I think we should win. I mean, I obviously represent an eighth of the state. When I get around, people are just appalled at the border situation. Of course, that's the area that Kamala Harris has been most involved with the Democrats. She was put in charge of the border. So
she was put in charge of negotiating with Central American countries, a specific part of the border issue.
Well, I think at least for the first 2 years of administration, the perception was she was the one who was supposed to be in charge. And she really hasn't done anything. Things have continued to get worse. You know, when Donald Trump left office, depending on the month, there were like 5,000 to 20,000 people crossing the border. And for a lot of the Biden administration, we're over 200,000. You know, we've gone up almost by a factor of 20 to 1, depending on the month. So I think that's on people's mind, and crime, particularly what's going on in Milwaukee. They in Wisconsin, I think people stand behind law enforcement, and they don't like this idea of calling law enforcement racist and that sort of thing, which we had from the Biden administration. So I think as long as we stick with those issues, we should be able to win in November.
I want to give a listen to the Biden speech you mentioned addressing the border. Here he is.
Trump killed the strongest bipartisan border deal in the history of the United States that we negotiated with the Senate Republicans. It took 4 weeks. Once it passed, and they acknowledged the most expansive border change in American history, he called senators to say, don't support the bipartisan bill. He said it would help me politically and hurt him politically.
Just briefly, Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma helped negotiate that bill. He acknowledged pressure from Trump and Trump supporters helped kill that deal. Your thoughts on that? Does Trump bear some blame?
No, I think Senator Lankford negotiated a horrible deal. I think he was eager to get something done and be the hero. But I don't know any congressional House Republicans who who would have voted for that. I'm sure there would be a couple out there if they brought it to the floor, but not many. I sure wouldn't have voted for it. I mean, you look at a bill that kind of allows your baseline, letting so many new people come here, and almost no Republicans would have voted for it. President Trump didn't call me or anybody I know personally about it. You're telling me he did. But I think if that's where we wind up as a country, we continue. And like I said, among the people I hang around with, they wouldn't have voted for either. I think you're mistaking Senator Langford for like a majority of Senate Republicans or even a significant number. I would be surprised if you get 25 out of over 200 Republicans in the House to vote for that. I don't think we can say that President Trump killed that bill. It was going nowhere. McCarthy never would have brought that to the floor, and Mike Johnson sure wouldn't have either.
Representative Grothman, thanks for joining us again.
Okay, well, glad to be on the show, and we couldn't talk a little bit about Al Sharpton being up on that stage.
U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman is the Republican congressman for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin, with us to give a Republican perspective on the Democratic National Convention this week.